Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Friday, September 19th, and the market seems to be catching its breath this morning.
It really is. After that massive rally yesterday that pushed everything to record highs, U.S. equity futures are pointing to a pretty flat open. It feels like the market is just digesting those big gains, especially after the Fed basically greenlit more rate cuts.
Right, that FOMC meeting was the real catalyst. It even got the small caps in on the action, with the Russell 2000 finally hitting a record for the year. But what's the mood overseas?
It's a bit mixed. Asia saw some profit-taking after their own record runs. Japan's Nikkei and South Korea's Kospi both pulled back a bit. The Bank of Japan held its policy rate steady, but there's growing chatter about a potential rate hike coming as soon as October.
So, a little bit of a risk-off feel in Asia. What about Europe?
Europe is looking a bit more constructive, mostly tracking for a higher finish to the week. But the big story there is the chatter around central banks. You have some ECB members worried about inflation being too low, while several big banks are now saying they don't expect the Bank of England to cut rates at all this year.
Interesting. Okay, let's bring it back home. The headline calendar looks pretty quiet on the economic front, but not on the political front. What's this about a call between President Trump and President Xi?
That's the big one to watch this morning, scheduled for 9 a.m. Eastern. The market is anticipating this could be the call that finalizes the TikTok deal, bringing it under the control of a U.S. consortium. It's a major overhang that could finally be resolved.
And of course, we can't ignore the drama in Washington.
Never. It looks like House Republicans are planning to pass a continuing resolution to fund the government and then, essentially, leave town. This forces the Senate's hand. Either they pass the bill as is, or we're looking at a government shutdown after October 1st.
Classic political brinksmanship. All right, let's get to earnings. FedEx had a huge report after the bell yesterday.
They sure did. FedEx beat on both earnings per share and revenue. More importantly, they guided their full-year earnings in line and revenues above what analysts were expecting. The stock is gapping up over 5% pre-market. A really solid report.
But it wasn't all good news, right? I see homebuilder Lennar is trading down.
That's the other side of the coin. Lennar beat on earnings, which is good, but they missed on the top line, on revenue. That revenue miss is spooking investors a bit, and the stock is down almost 3%. It shows there are still some pockets of weakness out there.
Got it. Now let's hit the analyst desk. I'm seeing a ton of noise around one name in particular this morning, Intel.
Oh, it's a total battleground. You have Citigroup coming out and downgrading the stock to sell with a $29 price target. But at the same time, Benchmark is upgrading it to a buy with a $43 target. It's a perfect example of the bull-bear debate on these legacy chip names.
That is a huge difference of opinion. So one firm sees significant downside, the other sees major upside.
Exactly. It's a tug of war. And it's not the only big call. We also saw Tesla get an upgrade to outperform at Baird, which could give that name a boost today.
So for traders listening right now, where is the momentum? What's the playbook for the open?
The playbook is to follow the rotation. We're seeing a clear risk-on sentiment shift. Money is flowing into technology and consumer discretionary stocks, while defensive sectors like utilities and real estate are lagging. That tells you investors are confident in economic growth right now.
Are there any key levels we should be watching on the indices?
Absolutely. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, watch support around 660.80. If we break below that, it could signal some short-term weakness. The key resistance level is 661.90. A strong break above that could kick off the next leg higher.
And volatility seems really low, which usually helps the bulls.
It's incredibly low. The VXX is subdued, signaling very little fear in the market. As long as that stays muted, it provides a nice tailwind for equities. The overall sentiment is cautiously bullish, but the momentum is definitely with the tech and industrial sectors.
So, to wrap it up, the market is pausing after a big run-up. The major catalyst today will be the Trump-Xi call at 9 a.m. And the trade seems to be sticking with the hot hand in tech and watching those key index levels closely.
That's the perfect summary. The trend is strong, but after a run like this, it's smart to be tactical. Watch the headlines and don't chase extended names. Focus on the leaders and be ready for anything.
Great insights as always. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day and a fantastic weekend.